Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, he hit 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
A very special call of the day today, brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. BT, I never knew that there was such a thing as a couples fantasy league. You put me on to that earlier in the week. You and your wife, Jen, drafted a team there. You know what? I had the idea. Let's see how my wife would take it. I don't know how it would go over, but maybe create some time bonding over a fantasy league. Here was the call that I made to her yesterday while we recorded it.
Hello?
Hey, real quick, I was just thinking about it because I know we don't get to do many things together a lot with our schedules, but I was thinking of this thing. There's a couples fantasy league. You want to do that with me?
Even though I don't know anything, it would be you still leading it.
Right, but no, I get your opinion on it. You know,
okay, sure.
Okay, you think it'd be fun to do together?
I mean, fun? It's football, and I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm saying, but it's like a bonding thing together, you know, you and I.
Yeah, so for that reason, yeah, I would do it, yeah.
And we could spend, like, then Sundays we could watch the games together and watch our teams together.
Oh, no, in order to draft, I have to spend Sundays and watch the game?
Yeah, like, you want to, like, if we're going to do the league together, you got to pay attention to what's going on.
Oh, no, no. You just de-sold me.
All right, so you don't want to spend time together.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, Sal, you're taking it the wrong way. First of all, football is something I hate. I do want to spend time with you, but I don't want it to be that I have to now be in the house watching something I hate.
Okay. No, I understand. You're right. I understand.
Like, it's not something I enjoy. The first part when you said, oh, yeah, you want to draft this together for fun, like, you know, like, yeah, I didn't mind that part. But when you're saying that, oh, if I do this, then I have to be locked in.
All right.
And what about Sammy? How can I be locked in when we have a toddler to take care of?
Right. No, and I forgot about that. I was thinking maybe we just, you know, have my mom over or something.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. Love you.
That's why you're calling? I thought you were calling about the text I sent you.
I didn't even see it. I'll look at that now. I'll call you back after the show. All right. Love you. All right.
Now, I will say, to be fair to her, when I first called, I was waiting. I got her to the point where she was getting a little perturbed by it.
Yeah.
When I first called, and it was 2 minutes and 30 seconds long, so Hoff edited it out. In the beginning, she was like, yeah, I'm open to that. I'm like, what? So she was very open and nice and thinking it was going to be a legit bonding thing. And I'm thinking, it's fantasy football. Like, that's what you want? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never think that. But she was more open to it.
Sit on the couch, open a bottle of wine, laptops next to each other, maybe skin touching. Yeah, it's a nice husband and wife moment.
Well, I gave her that you could watch the games on Sunday. That's where I do. I love the way that she's emphasized, I hate
football. Yeah, she does hate it.
She hates football.
Yeah, she does. Like, that's pretty apparent. She hates it.
At least baseball, basketball, she'll watch, go to a game. She understands it.
Oh, okay.
Football, she has either no understanding, no desire to understand
it. Not even if it, like, other wives come over and there's, like, food and they can kind of branch off and do their thing. No interest.
She'll like it this year because we're in Jersey and a lot of her friends are in Jersey. Yeah. So now on Sundays while I'm watching the games all day, she could go out.
She won't be alone
Sammy
anymore.
And all that stuff. Yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly.
This guy. more positive. Well, more
right.
Line with what I thought was going to happen.
Yes.
I thought she'd be receptive to it.
And you were right.
Yeah.
I was dead wrong on that. And the only way I started to get her a little bit there was I wanted her to be upset for the sake
of course.
The call.
Well, it's like, radio. We don't want happy marriage. We want the annoyed wife. So it could be a little funny.
Yeah, but initially she was more open to it. I was actually surprised. what is going on here? That's all I needed to do? Come up with couples fantasy and we create some bonding together?
No, the best part, and it was undersold because it was so quick and it was at the end. She's like, I thought you were responding to the text. What text? I didn't even see it yet. It's the whole thing that she thought that you were saying you didn't even know happened.
Well, that's after the fact. When she said that, then I checked the text and I said, now I know why she was in a good mood. Otherwise, it would have been she's running around, stuff's going wrong, she's annoyed. Why am I bothering her with this fantasy football crap?
Okay.
So she was in a good mood because something happened good at
school.
And
she was communicating the good to you, and she, so she thought you read the text. Oh, wow, honey, isn't that amazing? Look what, something at school with Sandy.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, let's do the fantasy league. All right, so
no, don't worry about PPR, honey. That's it. But how many teams? 12 or 14?
Yeah, exactly. And did you just know how little she wants to sit there and watch footballs on Sunday.
She won't even watch the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yes. But even that, she's more into the halftime show.
Yeah.
She's more like, she likes, you know, getting the food ready or whatever, taking care of the playing with the kids that are over. Sure. She does not care about the game. Not one iota. Wow. Now, you watch with Jen? You watch football with her?
Yeah, I hate watching the Jets with her. I really do. Because this came up yesterday. I enjoy watching Dallas. You know, she's a big Cowboys fan. Yeah. She loves football. She knows it. But when I had to sit here for the last 2 years and hear from my wife, why do you defend Zach Wilson on the air? He's terrible. I almost couldn't feel like less of a man in the moment. Because I couldn't say what I wanted to say.
I know.
You know, even though I was close a couple
times.
Can't
hang up on her.
Exactly. And I deep down, I knew that she was probably right. And they were losing 17-6, and he was 18 for 39 in the fourth quarter.
That's what hurts more when you know she's right about it. All right, that does it for us. We'll be back again tomorrow. First Football Friday of the season. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all those who called. Thanks to Dolph. Thanks to Hoff, Evan, and Tiki. They're coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.